101.9 FM CITR. Welcome to the show. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance is Mine, right here on CITR. The time is about 7 minutes past the hour of 12 midnight. Delighted to have you along with us here. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours or so, bringing you all the best the world of punk rock had to offer in the year 2007. Right off the top, there's a band called Death Clock. They're a fictional band. They're from a cartoon show. But frankly speaking, the best punk rock album of the year was a metal album this year, as a matter of fact. Yes, my favorite release of the year was the Death Clock Death album. Brilliant stuff. And that was a tune called Thunder Horse. Anywho, yeah, we got some great tunes coming up for you tonight. I wouldn't say there are too many excellent releases in the year, but a number of decent ones. So we're going to be playing all the best that the world of punk rock had to offer last year. So in this first set, we got tunes from the likes of The Methadones, Ben Weasel, American Steel, Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, The Rebel Spell, and Ambitions. Going to start things off with a band called Shotmaker. They're from Chicago, Illinois. They opened up for Naked Reagan in Seattle not too long ago. And we're going to play a tune from the Awake LP. It's called Gatlin. So sit back, relax. This is our best of 07 show here on Vengeance is Mine. And like I say, this is Shotmaker, 101.9 FM, CITR. My peers are bad by the devil. They serve the will of the unholy one. The unholy one. Gatlin is cursed by the devil. They'll spill the blood of the unholy one. The unholy one. 18 years of age. We shall pass into his grace. My peers made a pact with the devil. They'll spill the blood for the unholy one. The unholy one.
in the morning, you've been crying all night. Why do you wake me now? All these hours I've been sleeping peacefully, your imagination has been running wild. Oh, honey, rest your wet nose on my chest. I'll make it all right. We do this every night. 'Cause I love you like a child of mine. Wish more like a friend sometimes. But hey, that's still love anyway, babe.
Yeah.
Alright, 101.9 FM, CITR. This is a band called Ambitions. It's a hardcore band featuring members of the band With Honor, except they sort of switched their instruments and stuff and started playing more straight-up punk rock than the hardcore type stuff. Very fine release. That album was called, what was it called? Stranger? Was that it? Yeah, Stranger. Ambitions was the band. Stranger, the album. The tune you heard there was called Between Breaths. Part of that, you heard from a band called Rebel Spell. They're from right here in Vancouver, BC. And this year they released four songs about freedom. In a digital-only format, as a matter of fact, on the G7 Welcoming Committee website. So if you don't have a computer, you can't listen to their new music. Suckers. Tune you heard from them was called Please Resist. Part of that were The Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, another band from right here in Vancouver, BC. Their latest album is called The Shadow Out of Tim, and it is their finest. I really, really like it. The song you heard from that was called A Need to Know Basis. I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs of the year, as a matter of fact. As are all these songs. Yes, indeed. This is the Best of 07 show. Part of them you heard from American Steel, a band from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that's been away for something like 7 years, operating under an assumed name. They have returned. They're on the Fat Record label. They've got a new album called Destroy Their Future, and the tune you heard from them was called Smile on Me. The band is going to be touring with NOFX on their Northwest leg of their tour, so hopefully they're going to be coming here, because they're a fine band. They haven't played here in, good God, probably 8-9 years, something like that. They played in the Brickyard one time, a million years ago. Let's see, prior to that, you heard from Ben Weasel, formerly of Screeching Weasel, or rather I should say Ben Weasel and his Iron String Quartet, because he's a solo artist now, kind of. But he does stuff that just sounds like Screeching Weasel. Anyways, his newest album is called These Ones Are Bitter. Very, very good. Also, much like The Rebel Spell, released in a digital-only format. His reasoning being that he can't afford to make CDs anymore. But the tunes are great. And the one you heard there was called Let Freedom Ring. That was the lead-off track. Part of that were the Methadones, also from Chicago, Illinois. Their latest one is called This Won't Hurt. And the tune you heard there was called Street in My Hometown. And starting at the set were Shotmaker, another band from Chicago. The old Chicago triple shot off the top there. The album's called Awake, and the tune you heard there was called Gatlin. That one's actually a little iffy because it may have been re-released in 07. It might have come out in 06 to begin with. So, tell you what, strike that one for the record. Otherwise, this is the Best of 07 show. Right here on Vengeance is Mine on 101.9 FM CITR. My name is Trevor. Thank you so much for joining us for week number 492 in the history of this program. Yeah, like I say, we're just mulling our way through the finest releases of the year. Tell you what, let me just go down the list here and tell you what I thought was the finest releases of the year. In some order, like I say, Death Clock, the Death album, is so brilliant, a metal album. That was the number one release of the year. The Methadones album, This Won't Hurt, that was probably number two. Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, I put them in number three with The Shadow Out of Tim. Ben Weasel was number four with These Ones Are Bitter. American Steel was number five. Smoke or Fire, another band on the Fat label. We're going to hear from them a little later. They had an album called The Sinking Ship that came out, I think it was in March of last year. Very fine release. See, also this year impressing me was, see, that Ambitions one that was in number seven. Scott Reynolds, formerly of All, Goodbye Harry, and The Pavers. He put out an album of his collected works from various bands that he's been in called Living the Dream. Very, very fine. I quite always like Scott Reynolds. Play some of that later in the show. Lifetime, another band that reformed after a long absence. Members were in bands like Kid Dynamite and that other one, Paint It Black, all that kind of stuff. They kind of reunited after a few years and put out a self-titled album on the J3 label that was very impressive. And running on the top 10, we put the Evaporators with their latest release, Gassy Jack and Other Tales. Other fine releases this year, obviously The Rebel Spell, Only Crime, A Wilhelm Scream, Bad Religion's album is pretty impressive. A band called The Broke Downs, Guttermouth's new one isn't too shabby. The Brain's Daggermouth, NOFX's new live one. And I should mention as well, there's a compilation that came out this year of Victoria independent punk rock, or rather independent music, from 1978 to 1984, called All Your Ears Can Hear. A fantastic compilation, lovingly put together by Jason Flower and... Oh shit, I forget his name. Jason Flower and another dude. Very, very fine work. A lot of research went into it, and the discs are pure listening pleasure. So instead of a spotlight tonight, we're actually going to be listening to that a little later on. one of the discs of the All Your Ears Can Hear compilation, Victoria Independent Music, 1978 to 84. So stay tuned for that. It's coming up in about half an hour's time. In the meantime, we're going to play some more of the best of 07, including, as mentioned, The Broke Downs, Bad Religion, A Wilhelm Scream, Smoker Fire, Dagger Mouth, and Only Crime. We are going to start things off with a tune from our own Nardwar the Human Serviette and his Loyal Evaporators. The album's called Gassy Jack and Other Tales, and the tune we're going to hear is called Tellin' Youth the Truth. This is The Evaporators and the Best of 07 Show. 101.9 FM, CITR.
It hurts me if someone to bug me about. Telling you the truth of long hours no matter. Telling you the truth and not eat the batter. It hurts me, you want the right path. And you know, you always fail the math. It hurts me, you scowl at my answers. And you know, telling you the truth from the world memory. Telling you the truth, your lies and treachery. Telling you the truth, the long hours no matter. Telling you the truth, do not eat the batter.
Is it a bad thing?
1.1 FM, CITR, that's Only Crime there. Band featuring members of many other bands like Good Riddance and Descendants and all those various things. Their latest, pardon me, their latest and second release came out January, I believe. It was just about a year ago. Also on the Fat label. It's called Virulence. And the tune here there was called Take Me. See, prior to that, I heard from Smoke or Fire. Their latest release is called This Sinking Ship. Came out sometime last March, I believe it was. The tune here from them was called Little Bohemia. Part of that were A Wilhelm Scream. Their latest release is on the Nitro label. And what's that one called? Oh, Career Suicide, it's called. And the tune here from them was called Get Mad, You Son of a Bitch. Prior to that were Bad Religion from their latest one, New Maps of Hell. Surprisingly good. A tune here from them was called Murder. The Brokedowns before that, they're a band, they're from somewhere in the Midwest. I can't remember where exactly. Fine band, though. They sound a lot like Dillinger 4 to my ears. The album's called New Brains for Everyone, and the song you heard there was called We Don't Buy Nothing, We Buy Everything. Let's see, part of that you heard from The Evaporators, from right here in Vancouver, BC. Their latest release is called Gassy Jack and Other Tales, and the tune you heard from them was called Telling Youth the Truth. There you go. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance is Mine, right here at 101.9 FM CITR. It's our Best of 07 show, and I do hope you're enjoying it. The time is about 11 minutes shy of 1 o'clock in the morning, and thank you so much for staying tuned. And thank you, of course, for joining us after 3 weeks off the air, as a matter of fact, for New Year's and Christmas Eve. So we kind of gave it a miss. Well, that is to say, the building was locked, so yeah, we gave it a miss. So thanks so much for coming back and joining us. We're actually just coming up on our 500th show. It's going to be in about 8 weeks' time. So thank you so much, everybody, for allowing me to do this for so long. It's been, almost 10 years now. Wonderful. Anyways, as mentioned earlier, we're not going to be doing our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass, this week. Instead, I'm going to be featuring a compilation of Victoria Underground punk rock that was released earlier this year called All Your Ears Can Hear. So I'm going to be playing a disc of independent Victoria stuff from the late 70s and early 80s. This last set of excellent tunes from the year 2007 contains the likes of The Pavers, that is to say Scott Reynolds, formerly of All, and his band The Pavers. As I mentioned, he put out an album of two or three of his bands, all various songs that he did on one compilation. Also, Guttermouth, Dreadful Children, The Infamous Scientist, Jake Burns with Naked Raygun, and a little bit more from our friends Death Clock. First, going to play a tune from Lifetime, the New Jersey punk rock stalwarts. As mentioned, they reformed after a number of years and put out a self-titled album on the J-Tree label. We're going to hear a tune from it now called Just a Quiet Evening. Here you go. This is Lifetime on the Best of 07 show on 101.9 FM CITR. Living at home, living under one roof. The walls are within, they're all crazy. Mind is racing. Say you left it far behind, and you'll always be your 17. In a dream, is it in a second that we all can win? You got the shadows on the
listen to bands like the Dead Boys, the Buzzcocks, the Stranglers, Wire, bands like that. They influenced us. We ended up sounding like this. That being said, one of the bands that influenced us came out of Ireland called Stiff Little Fingers. It's my great pleasure to introduce the singer of Stiff Little Fingers to sing Suspect of Ice with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jake Burns. How fucking cool is that?
Trader Donner. playing, Squid's gone. You might have forgotten a couple lessons about them blues.
So, so good.
Now listen to this. I'm gonna let myself out of here. 10 o'clock rule.